This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm feeling like it's time for me to have a genuine talk with God. Lately, I have been feeling overwhelmed, and I feel like God knows my sacrifices. He knows all the things I'm striving to do. He knows my intentions. And when I feel overwhelmed, the next set of feelings, I can just feel frustrated. And so sometimes I have to move out of this place of simple obedience in terms of my relationship with the Lord and just delve into a very genuine conversation, outwardly expressing the words on my heart. And when I look to the scriptures, I look at David. David talked frankly with God. He had a very raw and authentic relationship with him. He had no problem professing what he needed or what he couldn't bear. And in Psalm 119, David says, "Lord, give me the salvation that you promised me, for your regulations are my only hope." And I feel like, Father, you know, I'm standing only on your promises. And so when I begin to express myself, I'm not leaning on anything else in this way. I do feel a sense of renewal. And what follows that is a sense of humility, because ultimately, I am a humble servant of God and will always be. And so it just deepens my intimacy with him, if you will. And the words that encourage me are, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. James 4:8. Tomorrow, let's talk about fearing what we think we know. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And today, let's let our relationship with God evolve beyond simple obedience.